A federal prosecutor in New York has launched an investigation into the presidential pardon of Mark Rich. Prosecutors were outraged when Bill Clinton granted clemency to the fugitive financier who helped his company evade $48 million in taxes. Rich fled the country 17 years ago. The case also has drawn the attention of congressional investigators, NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
The complaints that Mark Rich did not deserve a pardon began almost the moment that President Clinton granted him one. But in recent days, another question has surfaced. Did Mark Rich purchase his pardon from Mr. Clinton? Under the federal bribery statute, it is illegal for a government official to give something of value, like a pardon, in exchange for gifts or money. Rich may not have given any gifts directly, but his ex-wife, Denise, has pledged $450,000 to the Clinton Presidential Library and contributed to Democratic campaigns, including Hillary Clinton's Senate race. Now, Mary Jo White, the U.S. attorney in the Southern District of New York, wants to know if Rich used his ex-wife as a conduit to get money to President Clinton. To that end, White is expected to examine bank records, phone records, and other documents to determine if there was anything criminal in Mr. Clinton's decision. In testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday, Rich's attorney, Jack Quinn, said he had encouraged Denise Rich to make a personal appeal to Mr. Clinton, but he said he saw no evidence that the president had criminal intent.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing in my conversations with him remotely suggested to me that he was thinking about or motivated by his friendships, his politics, or his library.
But even if lawmakers don't believe that, Republican Senator Mitch McConnell said it would be folly for Congress to get involved.
While it may be advisable for us to explore the facts and circumstances that could constitute a violation, this is ultimately a matter for the U.S. Department of Justice and the United States attorneys, not the Congress.
Congress could complicate things on two levels. First, the criminal investigation. Denise Rich has refused to cooperate with Congress, invoking the Fifth Amendment against self-incrimination. Republican Dan Burton, who chairs the House Government Reform Committee, wants to give her a grant of immunity to get her testimony. That immunized testimony could make it difficult for prosecutors to build their case, so the Justice Department has asked Burton to wait a week. Then there's the larger issue of a constitutional amendment to prevent this kind of pardon in the future. Duke Law Professor Christopher Schroeder noted that the presidential pardon power is unique in its scope. It can apply to any criminal offense, except impeachable offenses, and it cannot be reviewed by Congress or the courts.
You look at a power like that, and one of your immediate reactions is, ouch, this is a power that can be abused. And that's right, it can be.
But he said he doesn't think Congress should amend the Constitution to prevent the abuse. He said even the most mild proposal, to allow Congress to veto a pardon with two-thirds vote, is a bad idea because pardons that look wrong now may look right later.
There have been good unpopular pardons, and there have been bad unpopular pardons. It's just that we can't tell them at the time. We're consumed by a passionate moment, as in the case of the Nixon pardon.
Both Republicans and Democrats agreed, but that doesn't mean that Congress will wash its hands of the case. Republican Arlen Specter said the committee is considering calling Mr. Clinton to testify. It's not a decision he takes lightly, but he said,
you have Ms. Denise Rich pleading the privilege against self-incrimination, which raises the suggestion of something incriminating having happened. If President Clinton is the only witness available, that may create a reason to ask him to testify.
And that raises the specter that Congress will be investigating Mr. Clinton long after he left office. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.